Merciful God, through the crown of thorns that you wore, your nail-scarred hands and feet, and your spear-pierced side, you have been left with sacrificial marks that remind us of your love for mankind. Help us to be sacrificial in our love for one another. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to talk to you today about the marks of love. The reading is taken from John chapter 20, verses 25 to 29. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." So he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." And after 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, "Peace to you." Then he said to Thomas, "Reach your finger here and look at my hands, and reach your hand here and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing." And Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen me and yet have believed." The coming of Jesus Christ into this world redefined what love should mean to each one of us. True love will always leave traces of sacrifice. Love that doesn't leave marks cannot really establish lasting and meaningful relationships. As you live your life, be conscious of the wounds that Jesus received before and while he carried the cross, and even during and after he was nailed to it. The real truth of the matter is that even before the earth was created, Jesus had already made up his mind to receive the marks of love in order to save mankind from sin. In the book of Revelation, chapter 13, verse 8, it is stated, "All inhabitants of the earth will worship the beast, all whose names have not been written in the Lamb's book of life, the Lamb who was slain before the creation of the world." Here you can see clearly that Jesus is the Lamb who was slain. Slain before the foundation of the world, committing himself to dying on the cross for mankind. This is how powerful God's love is. It cannot be developed out of passiveness. It can only be established out of sacrificial commitment. When we talk about the marks of God's love, we are reminded of when Jesus appeared to the disciples in the evening of the day of his resurrection and stood in the midst of them, as stated in John chapter 20, verses 19 to 20, which says, "Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, Peace be with you. When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Now the love that you have for one another will leave marks. Not the marks that Jesus endured. But you see, because you receive his spirit and his marks when you believe in him, you have the capacity to love as he loves. And with that in mind, love will cost you effort. Love will cost you outlay. Love will cost you input. This sort of sacrifice will leave the marks that love demands. With such love, you will experience sorrow and pain, followed by God's healing, joy, and happiness. In the book of John, chapter 15, verse 13, it says, "Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." This does not mean that you have to literally lay down your life for someone in order to show your love, but you must be ready to give something of yourself. Let me just say this. You can tell me you love me, or maybe you love me and you haven't told me. But what kind of love is that? If you can't cry when I cry, or you can't feel what I feel, and when I'm down, you can't even come down to where I am, and when I laugh, you can't even laugh with me. As a steward of God's love, you carry the marks of his body around with you. Don't just carry those marks around with you passively. Express his love wherever you go and leave the marks of his love with those you meet. It will have a lasting and meaningful impression. God bless you, Pastor Philip.
Field of maize, and we know that it was only God's saying.